japonicas, which I really think are early camellias.
Yeah, I think they are too. And they, a lot of times they espalier against the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see now.
Here's some cypress trees, which are quite beautiful.
And you all do have some cypress
in this
area.
Yes, a good deal of cypress in the swamps, in the low places.
Yeah. Now let's see, these berries right here are
strawberries,
and then those down below,
raspberries.
Oh, that's a beautiful picture of the rhododendron,
yeah.
Isn't that rhododendron?
Mm-hmm. But it might be kin to azalea, but it's not a close kin.
No, it's more kin to magnolia, I guess, don't you?
I guess.
You know, all those
like
kind of things.
Leaves.
I think. You know what I think about? I think about using AC fertilizer. That's all I think about. Because I've always been so afraid I'd use the wrong fertilizer, and of course I managed to kill things that way, so. Okay, Jeannie, I think that's, let's see now. Oh yeah, we've got to talk about the various kind of bugs.
Bugs, butterflies, moths.
And then these gross things down here.
Those are cockroaches, mosquitoes, and the common housefly.
These are the three bandits.
I know, but you know, we have cockroaches.
Ooh.
They are indigenous to the area.
Yeah, and you know, when my brother-in-law moved to Green Cove Springs, I believe. Yeah, that was one of his first pastures. They had them like this.
I think they get larger as they go further south.
I'm telling you.
And some of them fly, you know.
They do in the
I just can't stand those things. Now, I almost like snakes better than those. Oh.
I haven't seen any roaches around here.
You're fortunate.
We haven't had any.
You don't leave your food out.
I just can't stand
them. Well, you be careful then.
Maybe I better quit.
Well, now, let's see what
we have. Dragonflies and grasshoppers and ants and crickets. One night we had company, and Tom said, "You've got some crickets up there." And I looked up there, and there were two crickets.
Well, you know the old superstition about killing crickets. It's supposed to be very bad luck.
Well, we didn't kill them. We just got them and threw them outside.
That's what Jimmy always does.
Oh, that's a beetle, I suppose.
Yeah, and then what?
A ladybug, and we have lots of ladybugs and fireflies.
And then do you call those grasshoppers?
Grasshoppers, that's all.
You have
not
katydids?
We're afraid we can hear katydids out in the field and be chirping or rubbing their wings together or however
they're doing.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
My grandfather used to talk about listening to the katydids.
Well, now these varmints right here.
Those are wasps. Or hornets.
Yeah.
It says here they're hornets or yellow jackets or yellow flies.
Now, yellow jackets make their holes in the ground because I stepped on them.
How horrible.
Oh, believe me, we have lots of those.
Then we have dirt daubers. Do they know about dirt daubers in Atlanta?
Well, we have them. They make that nest out of mud.
Mm-hmm. And would be up in the eaves.
Yeah.
That would be a favorite place.
But they don't sting, do they?
No, they're perfectly harmless.
Yeah. But now, red wasp is just... Now, my mother's terribly allergic to a red wasp. One time she got... I think it was right on her knee. Anyhow, she had to go to the hospital. It was before the days of the antihistamines, you know. And I'll never forget that. Scared me to death. Her knee just, all of a sudden, her whole leg just swelled up. Unbelievable. And she was really, they were worried about her. I mean, you know, it could have been her.
Yeah. Whole, because
they said, never get stung by again if you don't get anywhere near them, you know.
I never have even seen a red wasp that I know.
Oh, they're big. And they're red. They're just a dark, orangey color. Now let's see. Oh yeah, this.
It's a dragonfly and
do you ever call, you know, those kind of different ones of those that look the same way that children call them mosquito doctors or
mosquito hawks.
Yeah.
This
is a typical phrase. It's only in some certain areas.
Well, yes, the mosquito hawk is, I haven't thought about that in years.
Well, did you ever call some kind of thing called a snake doctor? Did y'all ever call a snake doctor?